to the next evolution of crime in the state of California.
This is one that I did not see coming, but I guess it makes a lot of sense. Okay, thieves have been raiding cargo containers, tracking packages, taking packages that belong to people from all over the country that are going on train to other parts of the country, and they're doing it in Los Angeles. They say that the bolts on these containers are easy to cut, break, I don't know. And thieves are just, have you seen this video? Have you seen, I mean, Fox News was airing it just moments ago. This looks like, what is it? It looks like a tornado ripped through this rail yard in Los Angeles, and there is debris everywhere.
You know, our mayor is issuing a million-pound challenge.
For trash?
Yeah.
You could go do it just at this rail
just
yard.
Just go down there. Yeah, you could do it today. Pick up a million pounds.
Yeah. I think he means in Fresno, but, you know, it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, we don't need anybody to go down there and pick it up and bring it back. Don't do that.
No, please don't.
But you're right. It's just a mess. First time I saw this story, I saw the image first, and it never occurred to me that that's what the story was about.
Like, did you think that there was some mass tragedy that took place?
No, I thought devastation. I thought it was a homeless camp.
You thought it was a homeless camp?
Because that's what all the homeless camps look like.
Of course, that is what they look like. Yep.
If, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we get the homeless to pick up their trash, we could easily meet the million-pound
challenge. The million-pound challenge. Right? Yes, we could. You're right.
But this train thing, it's kind of like the next evolution after smash and grab, right? I mean, we had all these people go into these stores, smash the cabinets, robs, and run out. There's no penalty. And this is the next evolution. Well, let's not stop at stores. Let's go. We have these cargo containers. Let's go steal stuff out of them.
Well, and if you think about it, I guess, you know, if you're a savvy thief, you know, you smash and grab at the store, like LA police or LA sheriffs are coming after you. You do it at the rail yard. The rail yard has their own police, and the outside departments don't typically help them. So you're really narrowing down who can catch you.
Yeah. And what if they do?
Well, in LA, you get out on $0 bail.
And what do you do? You go right back to the rail yard and steal some more, right?
So CBS 2 out of Los Angeles did a story on this. And I want to air this. It's a little lengthy, but bear with it, because it gives you paints a very good picture of exactly what's going on in Los Angeles with this, so much so that Union Pacific is considering not sending these trains to LA anymore.
Of stolen and discarded packages on train tracks in East LA. The video has gone viral and people everywhere have been asking, how does this happen? KCAL 9's Christine Lazar went back to the tracks today and put that question to Union Pacific.
Workers were out collecting tires from Union Pacific tracks in East LA, hoping to salvage the pricey items after thieves left them behind. Thousands and thousands of discarded boxes have piled up on these tracks. It's a lucrative crime. What kinds of things have you picked up on these tracks?
Everything ranging from washer and dryers, tires, perfume, cologne, TVs.
Union Pacific owns the tracks and has its own agents that patrol them. But law enforcement sources tell us it's a crime of opportunity. There are not enough patrols, and the locks on the cargo containers are very easy to break.
I've been with Union Pacific for about 16 years, and I have never, ever seen this situation to this degree ever.
Lupe Valdez is the senior director of public affairs for Union Pacific. She says on average, 90 of their containers are compromised each day. Valdez says they are upping enforcement and patrols and utilizing additional resources such as drones. Union Pacific is also looking into diverting trains so they don't pass through LA County at all. Their chief has a meeting with LAPD next week. And last month, Union Pacific sent this letter to the LA County DA, calling this a spiraling crisis and imploring his office to hold the criminals accountable.
We are making arrests. What our officers are seeing on the ground is that people are basically being arrested. There's basically no bail. They come out the next day and come back to, again, to rob our trains.
Valdez says train robberies have been a problem for years, but it's picked up exponentially in the past 6 months by 356% from October 2020 to October 2021. 2021.
In early December, we were talking about, losses in the $5 million figure, and we haven't even done the updated information through the holidays and into January.
We talked to a resident who lives not far from here. She didn't want to go on camera because she fears for her safety, but she says if you're out here at 3-4 in the morning, you'll see big groups of people come down here with their backpacks on, ready to take whatever they can. Union.
All right, that was CBS 2, KCAL 9 out of Los Angeles, Christine Lazar there. The video is incredible. Some things that I took away, $5 million a day in stolen goods. That was before December. They haven't even calculated December in the holiday season, as well as with this video is not just a section of the rail line. It is miles and miles and miles of debris and discard from all of this. And also in that video that you didn't get to see, they found a person running away with a bag full of stolen goods while they were there, and authorities chasing after the guy while they were there filming the story.
Yeah. And what's the point of catching him?
Right.
What's
the point?
If you just heard our story, the railroad official said what they're finding is they get arrested. There's no bail, zero bail. They let him out. They come right back and steal again. And why wouldn't you? And what is the message you get when you get caught stealing and you're just released on no bail? What is the message? This is not serious. When will our governor admit that the policies of this state are at fault for all this and start doing something to make it more serious to steal and not call it, a nonviolent crime like it's nothing? Our governor won't admit it because he was for all this stuff. So it can't be that. It's got to be something else.
John, listen. Union Pacific should put harder locks on their containers that
just
are
like
not so easy,
right,
to break into.
Yeah.
This is all on them. Their police should be more surveilling this area. They should beef up enforcement. They should put more of their Union Pacific police on the railway there to watch over the lines. It's the 356% of robbery growth that has happened since the pandemic is all due to Union Pacific Railroad, obviously, right? And not due to the policies of the state of California.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I don't know when. I feel like the state of California is waking up, and I feel like the governor's feeling a little bit of heat, but he will not go as far as to say these things that we did are the problem and we need to undo them. Instead, he does like what you said, Christina. When we were having smash and grabs, he blamed local authorities. He said, we have laws that take care of this. You local DAs. That's when we had Lisa Smith camp in here, Fresno County DA. And she said, no, your policies make it very difficult to prosecute. Your policies make it very difficult to keep people in jail because, your policies have flooded state prisoners into our local jail, so we have no room. And then, you add COVID on top of all this stuff. It makes it very difficult. So I don't expect the governor will ever come out and go and say, I goofed. It's just, politicians just don't do that. But I wish he'd find a way to kind of position it as, can we fix this stuff? Because it's broken.
Well, and so during that story, you heard her say as well that Union Pacific had written a letter to George Gascon's office. And of course, they replied to CBS out of Los Angeles, right? Our office is committed to working with law enforcement to assure collective safety across Los Angeles County's sprawling infrastructure, whether it's our ports or our railroads. Some cases presented to our office by Union Pacific have been filed, such as burglary and grand theft, while others have been declined due to insufficient evidence. We make charging decisions based on the evidence. Our office, so not only is it Union Pacific's fault for not putting good enough locks on their containers and not having enough police officers, but it's also their fault for having insufficient evidence when somebody steals a TV from the cargo container.
Yeah. Well, all that stuff's got, you got to have evidence. You got to catch people in the act. Whose problem is that? To me, if I am the mayor of the city where this is happening, assuming it's L.A., I think, this is my problem. you know, these smash and grabs are my problem. I've got to fix this. I'm not going to say, you know, like the governor almost insinuated that it's the business fault. You guys need to have more security. Who was it that said you've got to like chain up your jewelry?
Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you should be chaining the packages to the inside of the container.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing that?
So to me, if I'm the mayor, I'm going, you know, we cannot have these images coming out of California make us a joke. We're a joke across the rest of the country. Why is this happening in California? Why is it not happening in Omaha? Why is it not happening in Dallas? Why is it happening in Los Angeles? You know, is that too hard to figure out? Why is this stuff happening in California?
Well, listen, when Union Pacific is talking about not sending any other trains through LA County with this kind of merchandise in it, it goes to tell you that you're not safe. You're not safe enough to be sent. This imagery and pictures here are absolutely incredible. This, look, you said homeless encampment. That's a good description. Looks like a tornado ripped through the area. Natural disaster with goods everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, they're
just all over.
Yeah, they're just taking, they are kind of picky too. You know, they're like I say, they had the interview at the beginning of that story with the guy who went in just to pick up the leftovers. Because there's a lot of stuff they don't want because they're taking the most valuable stuff and they're leaving like TVs, you know, that's not valuable enough. They're leaving like washer dryers, tires. I mean, it's just, this is just too crazy. And our politicians who have created this need to fix it and not blame it on the railroad, not blame it on the stores. Get in there with law enforcement, arrest these people, get the evidence. But we need a law that will allow you to do something to these guys, which we don't have right now.
No, you have, you know, Jim Patterson working to repeal Prop 47. How far that will make it in the assembly, I have no idea. I don't think very far. Rudy Salas is working on another bill. How far that will make it, I'm not sure. But I do think that the voters of California need to start drawing some lines. This is a big line to me.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, every time we see something, we think we've seen it all. You know, this never occurred to me. You know, shipping containers, right? Smash and grab never occurred to me. That the gangs of people go into stores and just take things in broad daylight and run out and nothing happens to them.
What's endemic in our society right now is that everybody seems to be oriented on giving back rights and bestowing favor on people that rob others of their rights. We should be celebrating the good in people and trying to recognize that that's the job they have, is to try to elevate that, to make communities better, to make people care more, to not tear down communities by exposing them to people that are falling out the bottom that really don't care about the other human beings and just...
That's the voice of Todd Kupfer. He is the dad of Brianna Kupfer. This is the story of a UCLA student who was working at a furniture store, and in walks a transient person, homeless person, who stabs her 24 times and kills her. And they're now looking for that suspect. Do you think in the world of George Gascon, at least that could get some charges filed against it if and when that suspect is ever caught?
Well, one would hope so. Not sure.
This is a dad, clearly, who is very in very much mourning. He did an interview with Fox News. That audio is coming from Fox News. And in it, you know, he goes on to say, we have a lot of criminals on the streets that just shouldn't be out.
I think that's how we all feel.
Yeah.
You know, we just, you know, we're in this let people out mode. Instead of, you know, back 30 years ago, three strikes era, it was put people in mode, right? But I think the pendulum's starting to swing the other way, but it's just starting.
490-5858. Let's take a call. Jim, you're on KMJ.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think that if we built these jails as more a confinement facility rather than a golf course type environment, you send them to Mojave Desert. No air conditioning, no heating. Put the guards in air conditioned areas and let them eat bread and water, minimal, get by. Let them suffer. That's what they're doing to other people and who work within the rules of society. When they decide to live according to the rules of society, then they could get out. Otherwise, leave them in there.
You know, the problem, Jim, is, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And I appreciate what you're saying, because I, you know, I think we all have a little bit of that in us. But we can't even get them to put them into a golf course facility. You know, we can't get them to put them, they want to let them out. So you're not going to get them to put them into a tougher place. You know, it would be great if you just would have a fence, a chain link fence out in the desert. You know, no shelter.
Didn't Sheriff Arpaio do that in Arizona? Yeah, and he got sued for it.
Yeah.
So,
and you'd be sued if you did this.
In California, that lawsuit would be before you could even get the fence up. So we're not even putting fences up around anything anymore. We're taking them down and taking apart facilities.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I feel your pain, Jim, but I think we're not even anywhere close to that kind of mentality in this state.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.